This week, as we contemplate the holidays, we've all been thinking about home. What is it? Where is it? We've been getting a lot of examples out there from you, and every one of those examples makes me think, how would I answer that question? Well, in my home, a big old 110-year-old house my wife and I have had for almost as long as we've been married, the piano is the center, where you can hear folks playing away on a quiet Sunday afternoon. Or banging away. With five kids in the house, Heart and Soul is more common than Copeland any day of the week. But what does my 9-year-old son Zachary think of his home? It's not a sound at all.
Smell of dinner cooking.
That means you're home?
Well, I mean, every time we come home, there's always something cooking.
And that's good?
Yeah. That means it's close to dinner time.
It is those subtle background sounds of a baby cooing. Baby Ajax is almost a year old now. While people move pans and dishes around in the kitchen preparing for a feast later this week, those sounds say home as much as anything. I've been thinking a lot about the little sounds of home. When I was a boy, there was a way the dented up old screen door would close that I can still remember. Kind of this cymbal crash followed by a hiss, then a thud as it closed. In our old house today, it would be this floorboard in the bedroom. No sneaking around this bedroom. Or late at night, there is this symphony of sounds and pings as the heater kicks on and the pipes warm up. So many times, lying in bed, hearing that sound while everyone else is asleep, the sound of my carbon footprint, you might say, the sound of the furnace keeping us warm, the sound of home. Many things and all things say home. These days, though they are difficult to get to say anything on tape, the sounds of my three preteen girls say home to me as well. Dad, what are you asking? What do you mean? You don't know when you're home or something? Let's go! Tonight we're going hard, 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 just like the world is art, art, art. And then my preteen girls' music hits the foreground, and I know I'm home. Daddy, superstar. We're superstars, we are who we are. We're dancing like we're dumb. What's home to you? Get our iPhone app and send us your sounds and pictures, or call 877-8-MY-TAKE.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.